Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today for the Thankful Friday devotion here at 1:15, and we're certainly grateful to be with you today and look forward to what the Lord would have for us. The title of today's devotion is An Unpopular Thanksgiving. And as I was thinking about and considering what to talk about for today's devotion, this passage came to mind. But was not something, it went in a direction that I was not expecting, and is not necessarily something that is going to be easy to talk to or enjoyable to talk about, rather. But it is a necessary devotion that we will need, and so I hope that it will be a blessing to you. 1 Timothy chapter number 2 will be our text for a few minutes today. 1 Timothy chapter number 2. And the first six verses of the chapter, Paul is writing to a young man who is has just taken over a church in the city of Ephesus, and Timothy is now the pastor there. Of course, we know that Paul had been very influential in Timothy's life, and so before Paul passes off the scene with the conclusion of 2 Timothy, he writes a couple of letters to this young man to try to help him as he begins to pastor and as he begins to try to navigate this new stage of life that he's in. So 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 1 says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. It's certainly easy to be thankful for things that we like, right? It's easy to be thankful for things that are enjoyable. On Tuesday, Pastor and I drove up to Centropolis to be part of the preacher's meeting fellowship there, and just enjoyed driving around in the snow, and certainly was a welcome treat for the month of April. Certainly not what I was expecting at all, but it was a nice thing, and it's easy to be thankful for that, right? It's easy to be thankful for the opportunity to minister. So grateful just teaching, being able to teach and preach to the youth, and the opportunities to preach on Sunday nights. I'm grateful for all those things, all the blessings that God gives us, the provisions that he gives us. It's easy to be thankful for those things. And we also understand that God wants to be thankful for all things, right? 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so we understand about that, and we talk about being thankful during trials and hardships, and so, however, in this passage that we read today in 1 Timothy, Paul talks about a specific area of being thankful and giving of thanks that is certainly not something that comes to mind very quickly, and is not something that probably most people, if they're honest, don't want to do, and that is being thankful for those who are in authority, and specifically political authorities. In the political climate in which we're in, it's just a fact that there's kind of a stigma related to our current elected officials. However, Paul encouraged the young pastor Timothy that in the middle of a political climate that was not Paul's favorite, and even would eventually kill him in the not too distant future from when he writes this, to be thankful and to be prayerful for those who are authority over him, including kings and local authorities. And so, as we look at this passage and what it means, first of all, prayer should be in utmost importance. Paul there says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So the indication of Paul's exhortation here to Timothy was that as they gather in an assembly in the city of Ephesus there, that prayers and thanksgivings for their king and for their authority should be made. And this was to be an important part of their church services and daily lives. So it wasn't necessarily, that phrase, first of all, it's not necessarily concerning the order of service, that as soon as they gather together, that prayer should be made, but that it should be of high importance and of high priority as they gather together, that there would be specific and intentional time made in prayer for the kings and for the authorities. And so we see that first, that prayer should be of utmost importance. And then we see that prayer includes all men here. It says that first of all, prayers, supplications, intercessions, giving thanks be made for all men. All men. And so one man, I believe it was John Gill, said this, just to expound upon all men, not only for all the saints, for all the churches of Christ and ministers of the gospel, not only for near relations and friends according to the flesh, but for all the inhabitants of the country and city in which men dwell, the peace and prosperity which are to be prayed for, yea, for enemies, and such as reproach, persecute, and despitefully use the saints, even for all sorts of men, Jews and Gentiles, rich and poor, high and low, bond and free, good men and bad men. And so then, so that's for all men in verse number 2 there, for kings specifically, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. All men is pretty simple. It's a simple phrase, but sometimes if we're not careful, for the sake of simplicity, we leave out specifics. And so all men includes President Joe Biden. It does. All men includes Vice President Kamala Harris. All men includes Governor Laura Kelly. All men includes Quentin Lucas, mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, and obviously he's not necessarily a direct authority, but certainly holds a lot of sway over the surrounding cities and surrounding counties for the Quad Counties. All men includes the commissioners of Johnson County, and I was just looking those up, and even specifically for the city of Shawnee, Jeff Myers is the representative for our district there. All men includes Michelle Disler, the mayor of Shawnee. And so sometimes we can pass over those specifics, but Paul says here that all men, that we're to be giving of thanks for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. And so prayers are to be made, which is to preserve the peace and quiet of the commonwealth, to protect the persons and properties of men, that they may possess their own undisturbed, and to secure to them their civil and religious rights and liberties, that they may have the free use and exercise of religion signified by all godliness, and to encourage morality and virtue expressed by honesty. This is some of the things that Paul probably would have implied here, as he said to pray for all men that they would live a godly and peaceable life. And many of these things are included in that. But also we see that prayers are to be made for the salvation of their souls. And this would be probably the main aspect of the passage here. As it says there, Paul spends three or four of these verses talking about this specifically. Who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man. Men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And so we are to make prayers for the salvation of their souls. This is the main aspect that Paul talks about. But I want to remember that Paul slips in the praise giving of thanks on purpose and not as an afterthought. There's a list of four things there: prayers, supplications, intercessions, and then also supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks. And they're all on purpose there, those four words there that Paul uses, they're on purpose. And so we are to be thankful. We're to be thankful for all men. This is not popular to say. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not a desirable thing to do for some. But it is what Paul encouraged Timothy to do, and the application of it today is quite simple. We should be in prayer for the authorities in our life with a thankful heart. The prayers and thanksgivings of saints for authorities is good and acceptable to God, verse number 3. It's good that we pray because God desires all men to come to the knowledge of the truth. And this is part of the aspect of thankfulness. We are thankful that God wants to and can save Joe Biden. He wants to and can save Kamala Harris. He wants to and can save Governor Kelly and Quentin Lucas and the commissioners of Johnson County and Michelle Disler and maybe the mayor of your own cities. I know there's a number of cities represented, Lenexa and Tonganoxia, Overland Park and Olathe. And so there are even a number of people that I didn't mention, but God wants to and can save each and every single one of those people. And because of that, we can be thankful that he can do that. Verse number 4, who will have all men to be saved. He wants to have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Not only does he want all people to be saved, but all people can be saved. Because of, there is one God and one mediator between God and the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all people. And so we see that it's good that we pray because God desires all men to come to the knowledge of truth. And even our enemies and even those in authority who we would disagree with and who would disagree with us, all men, God desires to save all people. And I think about the message of Jonah, right? We just have finished up that in the youth group on Sunday mornings. We went through the book of Jonah. And Jonah did not want to see the people of Nineveh saved. He didn't want to. He tried to run away a couple of times, and he desired to die quite a number of times just because he didn't want to tell the Ninevites, the enemies of the people of God, that God wanted to have mercy on them and wanted to give them a chance to repent and to turn toward him. And so, yet, it's acceptable in the sight of God that we would pray for the salvation of those that are in disagreement with us. It's good that we pray because there is a way of salvation. And so I just want to encourage you today that we ought to be thankful and we ought to be full of prayer, thankful and prayerful for all men because God desires to and can save all people. And so we ought to be thankful for that fact and be thankful for each of those who are in authority. And we ought to pray for them, not only for their salvation, but that they would allow Christians to continue to live a good, a quiet and peaceful life, according to how they believe that God desires them to worship. And so we ought to pray for those things and be thankful also for those people. It may not be the most popular Thankful Friday devotion ever be given, but I think it is a necessary one. And so I hope that it was a blessing to you. I hope that it was I hope that it was convicting. It was convicting to me as I was studying this. But all-encompassing prayer should be offered for all men. And that's the idea for today. So I hope it was a blessing. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday. God bless you, and have a good day.